This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Njengoba ngishilo ke ngathi Sister P soba naye ocingweni use radio ulindele thina. Sawubona Sister P.
Hi Snezi, unjani?
Siyaphila njani wena?
Ngiyaphila nami.
Yes, sasizwe namhlanje usiphatheleni ocingweni. Siyakwazi ukuphuma ku Precious Women's Clinic. Mhlawumbe khona umuntu ongazi ukuthi imayelana nani. So please take us through that Mr. Ngenake kwindaba yethu yanamhlanje.
Precious Women's Clinic, it's a reproductive health clinic yabantu besifazane. So we deal with all matters relating to a woman's health in relation to reproductive health.
Sure.
We also do ama referrals to a gynecologist if there is a need for ama services that requires a gynae. But in your primary healthcare services, we are able to take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Today, we're speaking about ama contraceptive options, sexual health screenings, STIs and cancer screenings. So we'll start off with ama contraceptives. Contraceptives, what are contraceptives? It's those methods that umuntu wesifazane uses to prevent unwanted pregnancy, or we call them family planning, which means it's also a method that you and your partner can utilize to plan and space ingane zenu is how you want them to be. So we do have ama contraceptives in South Africa that are in use, which are called short-term reversible methods. Bese kuba khona ama long-term reversible methods, and then they are non-reversible. When you speak about ama short-term, sikhuluma about your injectables, imjovo, kunomjovo wa 3 months, or abawubiza ngokuthi iDepo, which is their correct name, or iPetogen, but the street name is iDepo.
Sure.
And then bese kuba khona the one that is called inaristerates, which the street name is umjovo ka 2 months. Those are reversible options, as you can note. So at 3 months, if you divide the year, ujova ka 4.
Sure.
And then, so it's not much of a hassle to go to the clinic 4 times in 365 days.
Yeah.
And then basically over 2 months, you get it 6 times as well. Basically, kube khona also, I want to group them because kunendlela of how when I explain ukuthi bafunctiona kanjani, they're more or less the same. Then we then go to ama long term reversible options. Kuwona sizoba ne implant on, which is a 3 year long. Kuzoba khona intrauterine device or IUD, or the street name called ILUP, which is also, it stays for about 5 to 10 years because I'll go in depth, but I wanted to go on the mechanism of imjovo, ihambisana ne implanon because they are hormone based. Normally, kahle family planning kind of creates an illusion to your body or your system or your brain, indicating what you are pregnant, because it increases a certain hormone in zimbeni wakho, which this hormone tells your brain that if it's this high, it means we are pregnant. It also, number two, disrupts the ovulation process. These methods don't allow your egg to mature. So if it's not matured, pregnancy is not going to happen.
Sure.
A third one is they also make isbeletho not acceptable to pregnancy, which means your uterus, your lining, there is a lining called the endometrium, and that lining plays a huge role in pregnancy. So these hormones can make that lining very thin or non-existent. So which means your body doesn't produce it at all, or if it does, it makes it very, very thin. So if it's thin, your pregnancy is not going to be able to sit on it because that creates the bed and the structure for the pregnancy to grow. And it also, another fourth one is it increases your mucous membrane. Inside the uterus, this becomes more mucousy, which then if you have not used a condom, it will then prevent ama spins for going up the uterus because it will be slippery and watery, so they will not have indawo yokubambelela and proceed to your fallopian tube. So this makes basically the mechanism of contraceptives as a whole, especially the hormonal based. So in terms of ama contraceptives ke kube khona nama oral contraceptives. Ama oral contraceptives are your pills. So ipill ke the most vital thing is one, you take a pill every day at the same time to try and ensure that the coverage is intact. The most vital thing about oral contraceptives is the time. Number two is to ensure that if you take antibiotics while you are on oral contraceptives, please make note in your mind that ama contraceptives are not working at that particular time, because that's when abantu abaningi find themselves pregnant. But I'm taking my pills, how come I'm pregnant? The first question we will ask, did you take antibiotics in the past 3 months? And they'll say, yeah, ngaba nomkhuhlane ngadokotela ngajova or ngaye clinic ngajova. Yes, during that time, your coverage, your contraceptive, how, no matter how long you've taken them, has died down. So you, it's like you're starting afresh. Sure. So that's very vital, because young people don't get to keep that in mind, or they forget about it. So if you go to a doctor or a clinic and you're not well, and they're going to give you antibiotics, if you nje ukhumbulile ukuthi inform your practitioner ukuthi ngikuma oral contraceptives, so they will remind you in terms of coverage and stuff. Bese ke kuba khona omunye long term ke ngikhulume ngalaba akhala isikhathi eside, which we have implant or implant on efakwa engalweni in the intramuscular space. It releases ama hormones for a period of about 2-3 years, and then ke you will then replace it. Then ke another effect that is usual, sometimes it's not, but for a large percentage of women, ama injectables and the implant will cut off your periods completely, because layer endometrium is the one that actually breaks off every month. Lesibangela ubuhlungu yabo, isibe nama cramps, iyo ke leyo eba yigazi if there's no pregnancy involved. So again, since lama options I too do not make it or sometimes disrupt ukuthi ngenzeki, you'll find most women do not go on periods if they are on injectables and on implants. So if une phupho lokuthi ayi wena wafuna ama periods, those are your most likely options.
Oh, wow.
Okay, sure.
Seven e budget iphela, seven imali kuyabiza. So other people will, yes, so that this is why we also do contraceptive counseling, so that we want to know your needs. Another person like me, so we know you are more likely to choose a PLC because with pills you see your periods. You are most likely to choose a IUD. What is the IUD? IUD is a device that is inserted with your uterus. It's a 5-minute procedure. Ishala kona for 10 years.
It's an invasive procedure or non-invasive?
It is an invasive procedure, but it takes about 5 minutes, and it's intravaginal. So it's just inserted through your cervix. It stays in your womb for lene copper, stays in your womb for 10 years. How it works, the mechanism, is that our ama sperms and eggs are allergic to copper. So the whole environment become copper sensitive. So if ever condom ruptures or it's not there, you then get prevented from pregnancy. And it prevents a pregnancy immediately. I find in ama pills in mjova where we always advise with at least linda around 2 weeks. If ever you don't usually use a condom, so that your coverage is there, and it's easy to remove as well.
The one that you would say is the most effective?
All of them are 99.9% effective if they are used correctly. All of them. Obviously, we do advise the dual protection, because remember, contraceptives are just dealing with pregnant. They're not dealing with preventing STIs, HIV, and all of those things.
Gotcha.
So basically, there's another one, amanyege, which is called the Evra patch, which is a patch that you oinamathisela esikhumbeni sakho. It's got hormones that are absorbed through your skin. And it works well as well. You do see your periods nagiona. Very most of them, lower where you do see your periods, don't have really side effects at any. Side effects that are manageable, but it's very, very advisable. If kukhona ibone when you're on contraceptive, do report it, so that kuzobonakala ukuthi is it something normal or it's something abnormal. Yeah. So those are my contraceptives that are allowed. As now you get equa manje ICAP in South Africa, it's not yet something that we utilize, but there is a lot of other contraceptives that are there. Bese kuzoba khona ke your permanent contraceptives, which are mostly used later in life, where we call it tubal ligation, where it's either they cut your tubes, so there is a bit of a mini operation that happens. So which means says, usukusuthe, I'm okay now, ngalabantwana nginabo, I don't want to have kids, because it's very rare that it's reversed and it works. In most cases, if we reverse, it does not guarantee that your tubes will open again and ukwazi ukuthi uthole abantwana. So that's why muzo uthatha your option. We counsel you very, very, very well so that you don't come back 2 years later and say, I think ngifuna umntwana ngicela ningiqaqe, because we know it's a difficult procedure and very expensive as well.
All right. And when we wrap up, because Sister P, advice would you tell to young girls, especially girls that are our age, line at university, ukuthi yipi option is viable for one?
Luckily, contraceptives are also available in government facilities, especially mostly the ones that I've indicated.
Yes.
Except for e-patch.
Okay.
But all others are available, even in facilities, AFAN and Alawa, where you two are private, they are not as expensive.
Yes.
Because your depot injections are 150 rand. So if you buy 150, about 4, because yabo,
yeah,
600 rand, you know, all budget, I'm safer. I'm a contraceptives, they are individual based. Yes, they act kubantu abaningi ngendlela efanayo, but sijabule ukuthi umuntu uhlale naye phansi umchazele and get to know, because kunamanye ama underlying conditions as well that might clash with the contraceptive oyijwayele. So umngane wakhe esebenzisa wena usuyayisebenzisa esakuphathi kahle, because you've got other conditions that are contributing to it not working for you. So kuhle ukuhlala and have a consultation, and but all of them are feasible, except obviously umuntu omncane is not going to take it ilokhuzana ITL, and umuntu wesilisa ikhona njalo ne contraceptive umuntu wesilisa, which is called a vasectomy, where nikhatha a tube that carries ama sperms out. So but there's also, it's something that you do later in life. It's all about consulting and getting a method that works for you. Abantu abancane abanye ke, because they are prone to acne, akhona namaphilisi, which is oral contraceptive. So advise with looking at your face, maybe you're going through breakouts, yama hormones, try oral contraceptives so that your skin also clears off and all of those things. So kuyikho kubalulekile to actually consult, because amanye also assist in other needs as well.
Thank you so much, Sister P. Sitholap, on your social medias.
We've got a Facebook page as well as TikTok, as we're not much into Instagram.
Yes.
I know it's cut to Snani. We didn't speak much about screenings and stuff. Because now they are also very vital.
All right. Thank you so much, Sister P, for joining us today. We've been in the breakfast show. The only way.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.